Now, for those of you who love the beach, don't be offended by what the doctor said regarding, you know, some people just relaxing, resting, chilling, basically doing nothing at the beach to get tired from doing that. Again, now, remember, individual personalities. Some people need one thing to really enjoy the vacation, the holiday. Others need something else. Some people need a combination of activities to really enjoy it. And you have some people who really like the beach. And I mean, let them get by that beach and they thoroughly enjoy themselves. While other people may enjoy the mountains, walking by the waterfalls, walking through the forest, hearing the sounds of the animals, the creatures in there, the birds, the squirrels, the chipmunks. You have other people who would enjoy both probably equally well. It's just individual personalities. And so what works for one may or may not work for someone else. So don't be offended now. Relaxing beach experience, boring some people, therefore tiring them out. Don't worry about it. Of course, we also keep in mind that being by the beach isn't just about, you know, just pulling up a nice lounge chair and lying down by that beach and enjoying the sounds of the ocean and maybe some good conversation and some fresh squeezed lemonade. You can also get some paddle boats and be active on the water. Paddle boats, jet skis, you name it. And have a ball out there at the beach. And so, but again, individual personality. And so, of course, the key is for us to know what works for us. Choosing activities that suit our personal tastes, but limiting those that burn us out could postpone the bliss point. Because again, remember now, when we talk about the bliss point, we're not just talking about going high. We're also talking about coming back down. And so the coming back down part is the part that we're trying to delay. So, you know what really works for you? No, it does not work for you. So far, there's been no research done that confirms whether the hypothesis is true that, you know, choosing activities that suit the personal taste while limiting those that burn out could postpone the bliss point. That's just a hypothesis. It's a guess. So they'll have to do some more studying to find out if indeed that be the case. Nevertheless, another important factor could be the environment in which we take our holidays. Check this out. City breaks can be exhilarating, but crowding, noise, and nighttime lights, which can affect our sleep, may cause physical and emotional stress and anxiety. The constant stimuli in cities can actually overload our senses and stress us out, according to Dr. Jessica de Bloom, who's a researcher at the University of Tampere, in Finland and the Netherlands. Constant stimuli, constant, that you can't turn off. Remember, we talked a little bit earlier about autonomy, our freedom to choose the activities, which means we have some freedom to choose not only what is stimulating us, but how much is stimulating us, how long is stimulating us. You go into the city, those lights are going to be on whether you want them to or not. The noises of the city are going to be there whether you want them to or not. You may find it, oh, wow, man, listen to those sounds. Listen to that sound. Listen to those sounds. And find that somewhat invigorating. But after a while, it may get old, just depending on the individual's personality. This is where adapting to a new culture can be maybe a little bit more challenging for us than we'd like for it to be. You might reach that bliss point more quickly in an urban environment than a natural one, which they know can vastly improve mental well-being. But again, the individual differences are relevant. Colin Ellard, who's a professor of cognitive neuroscience at the University of Waterloo in Canada, says that while some people may find cities overwhelming, others could thrive in them. City dwellers, for instance, could be more comfortable on urban holidays, since research shows that we tend to like stimuli that are familiar. What do you think about that? Any of you live in a quieter environment but find yourselves enjoying vacationing, at least sometimes, in the big city? And I mean in the big city. You go to New York, you want to be close to Times Square or close to some of the TV stations where you can walk, you know, into your hotel, and when you come out, you're right there on Main Street, right there in the thick of activity, because that's what's really invigorating you on that kind of getaway, vacation, holiday. Well, here's good news. There are potentially plenty of ways to postpone the bliss point, even though we don't know exactly when it occurs. Planning where you go, planning what activities you do, and with whom is one way to figure out your individual bliss point. There's an emotion researcher at Brady University who believes that we all subconsciously accommodate our bliss points by booking the kinds of holidays and activities we think we'll like for the amount of time we think we'd prefer. That's why family and group holidays, which combine the desires of multiple people, might have shorter bliss points, since we can't prioritize our individual needs. But Midas says the lost autonomy could be outweighed by building strong social relationships with the holiday groups. And hey, that's part of what the vacationing is about. Developing relationships, strengthening relationships, maybe even establishing new relationships. Research shows that the relationship factor is a significant predictor of happiness. And when that is in play, the bliss point may be prolonged. So, you know, in order to figure out that bliss point, or at least to get as close to it as possible, might take some deep reflection and some trial and error. But as I was mentioning a little bit earlier, there's nothing that says we have to figure out that bliss point. You may have just figured out that just by going to the places that you like going to a variety of places, sometimes a hotel, sometimes a cabin, etc. Being with people you enjoy being with does it. And maybe you've just taken to heart what I've shared with you about just avoiding doing too much so you don't wear yourselves out. And you really enjoy it. Because let's face it, even our children, who may seem to have boundless energy, are often worn out when we do too much on a vacation, the holiday time. So that, I think, might be the greatest starting point, making sure that we don't do too much. Anyway, back in a few.